Tensions between Arabs and Kurds in Iraq have been rising over a number of issues, including oil policy and the status of disputed territories, such as the oil-rich city of Kirkuk. British journalist Ian Williams, who reports from the United Nations in New York, says the Iraqi Kurds are functionally autonomous, but have not given up their dream of eventual independence, something opposed by both the United States and Turkey. Ian Williams explains the Iraqi Kurds are competing with the Sunni Arabs for control over the cities of Kirkuk and Mosul.
This goes back into the whole history of the formation of Iraq. One of the reasons why the British and others abandoned the pledges to a Kurdish state at the end of the First World War was precisely because of the oil. In the same premise, Saddam Hussein, of course, carried out ethnic cleansing and cleared the Kurds from Kirkuk and the whole region and tried to Arabize it. The whole status of Kirkuk is still under discussion, along, of course, with the future disposition of oil revenues between central government and the various regions.
According to Ian Williams, Ankara's opposition to a separate Kurdish state, as opposed to a Kurdish regional government in Iraq, is the main reason for Washington's opposition to Kurdish independence.
Frankly, if it weren't for Ankara, I think the U.S. would have been very happy to see a friendly, independent Kurdistan in the north of Iraq. It's not for any great attachment to the ideal of a united Iraq. And we've already seen several of the foreign policy elites suggested partitioning Iraq between Kurds and Arabs, and then amongst the Arabs between the Shia and the Sunni. It's been brewing for a century now, but it's all been totally exacerbated by the war, how it was conducted.
Under the new Iraqi constitution, established in the aftermath of the 2003 U.S.-led invasion of Iraq and the downfall of Saddam Hussein, the majority Shia, the minority Sunni Arabs, and the minority Iraqi Kurds were to share in the governance of Iraq. Ian Williams says even though Iraqi Kurds do not speak publicly about their ultimate political goal, their desire for independence has not abated at all.
It would be very foolish for any Kurdish figure to get up and say that they wanted independence, because that would be an invitation to Ankara to come riding onto them, not to mention give an excuse for the people in Baghdad to tell them that they're being disloyal. The Kurds were promised a state almost a century ago. They are a different people. The whole idea of basing states on discrete and homogeneous ethnic and religious groups is a West European idea that's really caused poison wherever it's landed. You just have to look at Bosnia. The old Balkan saying on this applies in Iraq as well. Why should I be a minority in your country when you can be a minority in mine?
Arab journalist Nadia Bobesi, senior correspondent for the Middle East Broadcasting Center, says she thinks the long-awaited referendum on the status of Kirkuk will be postponed indefinitely. She notes the current population of Kirkuk is mixed: Kurds, Arabs, Turkmen, and Assyrian and Chaldean Christians.
What we know is the Sunni Arabs want to keep it under Sunni Arab control, but also the Kurdish want to say it's always been under their control. We've seen recently that President Talabani as well said that he's no longer going to be the president for the next election. Then that will open the question for whether this is really going to be settled. And this is one of the issues that's going to be a heart of the matter and could potentially turn into a conflict between the Kurds and the government. And I cannot really see how they could solve it if everybody has a claim on it.
Najib Obeisi notes that the ethnic makeup of Iraq has changed since the fall of Saddam Hussein, and some areas have been ethnically cleansed.
Don't forget there is 4 million Iraqi refugees. And whether these people come back and change the demographic makeup of certain cities, that's also an important factor. What I'm saying is the situation on the ground is moving. Once American soldiers redeployed, there is a possibility that Iraq could descend into chaos and it could be inner fighting and it could be going into a civil war. The problem with the Kurds, although they have all the ingredients to make them a nation and a state, their interest of being a state goes against the interests of neighboring countries and other Western powers, including the United States.
Kurdish journalist Asos Ahmed Hardy is the manager of Avena, or The Mirror, a weekly newspaper in Sulaymaniyah. He says just this week it was announced that parliamentary elections for the Kurdish regional government will be held on July 25th. Asos Ahmed Hardy explains the Kurds did not participate in Iraq's provincial election in January because their local parliament has to draft its own laws for provincial elections.
The most sensitive issue is Kirkuk. The central government doesn't want final negotiations about the situation of Kirkuk because they know if they apply Article 140 of the Iraqi constitution and hold a referendum, the majority will be with the Kurds, and I don't think they will let it happen.
Looming over the competing factions in Iraq is the question of whether the promised withdrawal of American troops will plunge Iraq into a civil war. U.S. President Barack Obama answered that question during his surprise visit to Baghdad last month. He told Iraq's leaders that the U.S. withdrawal will be done responsibly and without plunging the country into chaos, knowing the history of Iraq's internal strife between Shia and Sunni Arabs and Kurds. Fulfilling that promise will be a difficult challenge. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.